With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Three Israeli hostages released have landed back in the hands of Israeli forces earlier today. Many worry the three-phase deal could collapse before all hostages return. Donald Trump's inauguration schedule includes not one, but two traditional church services.
The president-elect will start the day Monday by attending a service at St. John's Episcopal Church, located across Lafayette Park from the White House. This is a long-running tradition for incoming presidents. On Tuesday, Trump's first full day in office, he will attend a national prayer service at the Washington National Cathedral. For his swearing-in, the president will use two Bibles, one given to him by his mother, and the Lincoln Bible, which was first used in 1861. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRNNews.com, the president addressing a large rally in Washington today.
We're going to stop the invasion of our borders. We're going to reclaim our wealth. We're going to unlock the liquid gold that's right under our feet. Liquid gold. We're going to bring back law and order to our cities.
The crowd was very enthusiastic.
We won Pennsylvania, we won Georgia, we won North Carolina, we won Michigan, we won Wisconsin, we won Arizona, we won Nevada.
Bird flu detected in a Georgia commercial poultry flock for the first time since a countrywide outbreak in 2022. The state is the nation's top chicken producer. Georgia Department of Agriculture says the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus was confirmed in Elbert County, 100 miles northeast of Atlanta. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear another religious freedom case.
The justices have agreed to consider a challenge to Obamacare lodged by Braidwood Management, a small Christian-owned business. The company doesn't want to be forced to cover certain kinds of health care, including medication for HIV prevention, because it, quote, encourages and facilitates homosexual behavior and violation of our religious beliefs. The High Court has been friendly to religious freedom complaints in the past, often ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In New Jersey, Democrat Governor Phil Murphy says he's planning to build up a supply of abortion pills ahead of the president's second administration. New Jersey joining other Democratic-led states, including Massachusetts and California, in stockpiling mifepristone, one of two drugs used in combination in order to end a woman's pregnancy. This is SRN News. During her confirmation hearing last week on Capitol Hill, Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi affirmed that she would protect religious liberty in America. We have more on that story now from correspondent George Williams.
Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley cited prosecutions against pro-life Christians as one instance of abuse of power by the Biden DOJ.
To prosecute individuals peacefully praying outside of an abortion clinic.
Senator Josh Hawley directly asked Ms. Bondi if she would stand up for First Amendment rights.
Will you stop the disparate treatment of Americans on the basis of religious faith?
Yes, Senator.
Will you stop the deliberate persecution of pro-life Americans for nothing more than their pro-life beliefs?
Yes, Senator.
The senator thanked the nominee for her commitment.
Because we need it. We need it.
George Williams reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.